When Napoleon Bonaparte rose to power in France at the end of the 18th century, Europe had already endured a decade of upheaval. The French Revolution had shaken the foundations of monarchy, aristocracy, and inherited privilege. It had executed a king, proclaimed the republic, mobilized mass armies, and spread political ideas that terrified traditional rulers across the continent. Napoleon did not create this turbulent world, but he understood it better than almost anyone else. He recognized that revolutionary France had discovered a new form of warfare. Armies drawn from the nation, energized by patriotism, commanded by talented officers rather than aristocrats alone, and capable of moving with a speed that older military systems struggled to match. Between 1803 and 1815, the wars associated with Napoleon transformed Europe. They also placed Britain under immense pressure, accelerated political change, redirected trade, expanded state power, and unfolded alongside the early stages of the Industrial Revolution. The Napoleonic Wars were not a single uninterrupted conflict with a simple beginning and end. They were a sequence of campaigns, coalitions, truces, invasions, naval battles, diplomatic realignments, and popular uprisings. France fought against shifting combinations of European powers, including Britain, Austria, Russia, Prussia, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and several smaller states. Some nations joined Napoleon under pressure or calculation, while others turned against him when circumstances changed. Britain remained the most persistent opponent. Protected by the English Channel and supported by the strength of the Royal Navy, Britain could not easily be invaded. At the same time, Britain could not defeat Napoleon through naval power alone. The struggle therefore developed into a vast contest between Britain's commercial and maritime influence and Napoleon's domination of continental Europe. The wars emerged directly from the unresolved tensions created by the French Revolution. Britain and France had already been at war during much of the 1790s, as revolutionary France fought successive coalitions of monarchies that feared both French expansion and the spread of radical ideas. Napoleon gained fame during this period as an artillery officer and military commander. His victories in Italy demonstrated his ability to inspire soldiers, outmaneuver larger armies, and exploit weaknesses in enemy alliances. His Egyptian campaign was strategically unsuccessful, but it strengthened his public image in France. In 1799, he seized political power in a coup and became First Consul. By 1804, he had crowned himself Emperor of the French. The decision to declare himself emperor seemed to contradict the republican principles of the revolution, but Napoleon presented his rule as a new form of authority based on achievement, order, and national glory. He preserved some revolutionary reforms, including legal equality for men, the abolition of many feudal privileges, and the promotion of careers based on merit. At the same time, he restricted political freedom, censored the press, controlled public opinion, and concentrated power in his own hands. His ambitions extended beyond France. He wanted to reshape Europe, weaken Britain, reward his supporters, and secure a dynasty that could rival the established royal families of the continent. The fragile Peace of Amiens, signed between Britain and France in 1802, temporarily ended hostilities. The peace did not last. Neither side trusted the other. Britain was alarmed by Napoleon's growing influence in Europe, while Napoleon resented Britain's refusal to withdraw fully from certain strategic positions. War resumed in 1803. Along the French coast, Napoleon assembled a large army and appeared to prepare for an invasion of Britain. Camps were established near Boulogne, and thousands of soldiers trained for a possible crossing of the Channel. The threat was serious enough to generate widespread anxiety in Britain. Volunteers joined local defense units, coastal fortifications were improved, and rumors of invasion circulated through towns and villages.